Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to KDK Radio, and what does that mean to you? Actually, it means a lot to Pittsburghers. 809, this is Larry Richard, John Chumoy on vacation, no doubt saluting our flag, and I'm thrilled to have the president and CEO of the Heinz History Center, our friend Andy Masick, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. A special day in the neighborhood, Andy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We just hoisted our flag at Fort Pitt, a 36-foot flag that flies over the point, over the blockhouse, the oldest structure in Pittsburgh, and we're getting ready for a big flag day.
Yeah, what's going on at the Heinz History Center? Because you're always keeping us in tune by keeping us in touch with the past.
Wow, that's, can I use that, Larry?
Absolutely.
That's good. Hey, at noon today, we're going to have a flag ceremony at the History Center right down in the Strip District, and we'll have a 36-foot flag, which is a garrison flag. That's actually an official size for the United States Army. The government wanted people to see a distant military post, the flag flying high, so they made a 36-by-20-foot flag that could be seen 5 miles away, and we're going to stretch that out. We're going to talk about the history of the flag, and then everyone who's in the building will get a handful of red, white, and blue, and we'll fold it together. It's a big operation, but it's fun. Veterans there, and we'll talk about the history of the flag, and there are lots of Pittsburgh connections.
And we always love that, Andy, that there are Pittsburgh connections. In fact, we're one of the reasons we have this day.
You're right. William T. Kerr was a boy here in Pittsburgh in 1888. His father had fought in the Civil War, and this kid won a patriotic speech contest. And he said, you know what? We ought to have a day that celebrates the American flag. And he worked for the rest of his life to get a National Flag Day. And finally, in 1949, President Truman, signed the legislation that created Flag Day. We also have the National Flag Foundation, the national organization that celebrates the history and traditions of the flag right here in Pittsburgh. They just moved to new headquarters in the Coppers Building.
Yeah,
there's even a cooler connection.
Yes.
Did you know that in 1969, almost 50 years ago, people landed on the moon? Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin in the Apollo 11 mission actually set foot on the moon for the first time, and they needed a flag. They said, "What? How are we going to put a flag on the moon? There's no wind on the moon. So, you know, a flag would just kind of hang there like a limp rag." But a Pittsburgher named Jack Kinsler invented a telescoping aluminum pole with an arm on it, and they went to Sears and Roebuck and got a flag, and they sewed a sleeve onto the top of it. And that's what Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin stuck into the surface of the moon, a Pittsburgh-designed special flag that would stand out straight as if it was blowing in the wind.
That is incredible that we have that Pittsburgh connection, no matter where you go, even to the moon. Now, speaking of which, Andy, I hear that we have some breaking news for the Heinz History Center.
Wow, you've got good intelligence, Larry. We just worked out a deal with the Smithsonian Institution to bring the actual Apollo 11 capsule here to Pittsburgh. This is the capsule that's usually on exhibit at the Air and Space Museum at the Smithsonian in Washington, but they're going to be doing a major remodel of that museum, and they're putting some of their best stuff on the road And they've chosen four museums in America to get this capsule on the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. And we're going to be, the Heinz History Center, will be the only venue east of the Mississippi River to get this. And it'll be here in September. And we are going to have a ball with this because we're going to have all the moon flown stuff. We'll have Buzz Aldrin's helmet and gloves and moon rocks. And we'll tell the story of how Pittsburgh helped put a man on the moon. There's a lot more to the story than just the flag.
Well, it sounded like your phone was on the moon, but we got that. Andy, it's a big day down at the Heinz History Center every day, as we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Andy Masick with the Heinz History Center on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.